So it's Thursday today, and on Thursdays on the show, we do an interview with an author of a local non-fiction book. And the book of the week is The Black Girl's Guide to Corporate South Africa. It's by Lindelwa Skenjana. And The Black Girl's Guide to Corporate South Africa, it's a timely memoir-come-guide that details the insight and experience of black women at various stages of their careers as they navigate the pitfalls of the corporate world. We're doing it a bit differently this week, and we decided it would be so much better to get to the show's producer, Kamagwini Mavovana, to do this interview. So off we go.
Today we're doing things a little differently for Mandy's Book of the Week, with the producer of the show, myself, Kamagwini, speaking to the author of a local non-fiction book. And this Thursday, our Book of the Week is The Black Girl's Guide to Corporate South Africa by Lindelwa Skenjana. Lindelwa takes into account South Africa's difficult history with institutions and spaces that weren't necessarily created to help young black professionals thrive. In a post-apartheid South Africa with complex issues of race, patriarchy, ageism, and sexism, how does a black girl in corporate navigate her path to success whilst having to encounter all of this? When technical expertise and hard work are not the issue, how do black women make the most of their efforts to succeed? A pleasure to welcome Lindelwa to the show today. Thank you for your time on the Midday Report, Lindelwa.
Thank you so much for having me, Kamagwini.
Amazing, amazing. Now, Lindelwa, you're in your 30s in senior management,
yes.
And you note in the book how older women may have written about the same topic, right? But times have changed. The dynamics are different. Why was it so important for you to put this book out now?
Mm-hmm. You know, Kamagwini, it was really important for me to do this for a number of reasons, right? And you know how people sometimes like saying the best way to keep a secret from a black man or a black woman is by putting in a book, right? First of all, really need to change that narrative. But in order for us to honestly do better, Kamagwini, we need, you know, archived points of reference. Mm-hmm. There's no point in us repeating mistakes, you know, of our forefathers, and not doing better, right? In order to improve and do better as a collective, we need to have a point of reference.
Definitely.
About how things were done and not repeat history, but improve on it, right? Mm. So it really is an ode to the next generation of young black professionals. And also, you know, a form of reflection for those who are still there and for those who were there before.
Mm.
And for us to have the conversation.
Mm. And there's a chapter in the book called Expectation versus Reality. So from being a graduate expecting employment soon after and not receiving it, but also how when you eventually get into the working world, things quickly shift, right?
Mm.
From the way you dress, the way you look, the way you have your hair done, all of this matters. Take us through how you experienced that shift.
So humbling. Because, I mean, when we go through the different educational systems, right, you yourself, you think that's enough. You think you're going to walk into just another institution and be yourself. And you're quickly put in your place and called to order, right? You know, you need to look a particular way, to be perceived a particular way, etc. You start realizing, you know, all the soft things that are linked to your reputation and the importance of perception and your social currency and right? Where you know, your technical skills aren't just enough. The institutions that you go through before that, right, your schooling or whatever, you're refining who you are technically. And you get into this place that says what you look like, what you sound like, you know, also matters. So it's definitely a very humbling shift that one isn't necessarily prepared for.
And you know, also in the book, you include other women's stories, which for me was very important, because you bring in and reveal how this is not just a single narrative, that different women from different backgrounds, from different cultures, experience the same challenges. What weight were you trying to add into telling the story, you know, by adding the narratives of other women from different cultures?
Absolutely, no, that was very deliberate. And I think you would know this, so that Chimamanda Adichie Ngozi quotes about the danger of telling a single story, right? I think what's important with this work, Kamagumi, is it's not a Lindelwa thing, right? It's to reflect on the entire system. So it really was important to get the voices of other young black female professionals in different corporations as well. It was really important to reflect on what they've gone through, et cetera, you know, so that if anything, the entire system also, takes a deep look at itself and around what can be done and, you know, what changes can be, put in place to start forming better workplace environments.
And I'm going to ask you something contentious now, because I think that, you know, all black women go through this, but I think that the pay issue is another issue that black women in corporate have a huge challenge with, right? Not being paid your worth. And the expectations and the pressures that also follow this are problematic. How do you even begin to negotiate your worth in spaces that don't see, or rather refuse to see you?
Mm-hmm. Look, I am not an HR specialist, and the book is not an antidote for all workplace issues, right? But an interesting thing with that, Kamagumi, is you actually can't even begin negotiating anything, let alone salary, when you don't know your self-worth. So something I've been learning is you need to see yourself first, right? Mm. And after you see yourself, you need to see others around you, right? Your other black sisters and you guys start having these conversations, right? But you start having these conversations with each other. You start having these conversations with your male counterparts, younger, older, different races, across generations, etc. Then only do you get that. You can't skip and want to get to start negotiating your worth, right? And the salary sense of the word, when you don't see yourself. Right?
Yes.
And unfortunately, it takes time, it takes years, it takes competency, experience, your currency around the right value of things you bring to the table, etc. That one becomes really tricky because it's there.
It is.
but there's a lot that informs it, right?
I think that the most powerful chapter for me, or part of the chapter, was the representation matters. I mean, there's an excerpt rather in page 41 where you say, imagine the burden of being both black and female, the level of imposter syndrome that creeps in, the questioning of belonging, worth, and capability. To top it all off, you do not see yourself reflected in the leadership and power structures in the organization. There is so much power in representation, seeing yourself in those who have made it psychologically. This gives you the permission to persevere. And to exist with confidence in an environment. What do you want people to get from this book when they finish reading it? How will they, or should they, be changed by it?
so many things. I absolutely love the quote or excerpt that you read. It's so important to me. Because again, it speaks about intent, it speaks about being deliberate, right? It's only by seeing Dr. Kunzile Mlambo Ngcuka, or knowing, a Wendy Luhabe exists, knowing Dr. Iwela Ngozi exists, etc., that affirms that. So I think that is one of the key takeout messages from the book, is let's do some serious and deep introspection, but also know that the lessons I've gone through and the other woman that I speak to in the book have gone through, you don't have to get the same scars, right? You don't have to get burned by the same fires, just take the baton from where we have left off. I mean, obviously it's going to be an authentic journey, and do better.
Let's do
better because we can,
And I was just saying to you off record or off air rather, that the book is such an easy read. It's such a practical guide. And I feel like it's not just to black women. It's also to managers, people who are in these spaces who can affect some kind of change. They should also pick up this book. They should also read it, you know, and identify things that they can do in their own structures to kind of disrupt or change the narrative. But the book is obviously available at all good bookstores and online retailers such as Exclusive Books, Takealot, Amazon, for Kindle, right?
Correct.
Amazing.
And
but thank
remember
you.
Remember to follow us on Instagram. Yes.
Follow you on Instagram on which page?
BlackGirlsGuide_ZA.
Amazing. Thank you, Linda Luskenjana, for your time on the Midday Report. Do make sure that you get a copy of The Black Girls Guide to Corporate South Africa, a definite must read and must have.
Lovely, lovely interview there with the show's producer, Tamagwini Mabovana, looking at our book of the week, The Black Girl's Guide to Corporate South Africa by Lindawa Skenjana. Thank you so much for joining us today.